Six Nations elected chief Sherry Lynn Hill has voiced concerns over new legislation that the province of Ontario has introduced. Chief Hill says the Six Nations community has not been properly consulted on Bills 2 and 5 that were introduced in April, which she says could impact First Nations inherent land rights. Chief Hill spoke during this week's Chief and Council radio show, where she detailed Bill 2 and her concerns as it moves forward.
Bill 2, Protect Ontario Through Free Trade Within Canada Act. It was introduced April 16th, and moving quickly through the legislative process as the bill has completed second reading debate on April 17th. The Protect Ontario Through Free Trade Within Canada Act omnibus bill seeks to simplify interprovincial trade and reduce regulatory barriers. Overall, this bill is aiming to make it easier for projects to move forward, which could impact First Nations inherent land rights.
Chief Hill also spoke on Bill 5 and her concerns with it as well.
Bill 5, Protect Ontario by Unleashing Our Economy Act, was introduced on April 17th. And also moving quickly through the legislative process as the bill has just completed second reading debate on April 29th. The Protect Ontario by Unleashing Our Economy Act 2025 omnibus bill processes significant changes across various sectors that will impact Six Nations and other First Nations in the region. Repeal and replacement of the Endangered Species Act, amendments to the Ontario Heritage Act, creation of specific economic zones, and exemptions for Ontario Place redevelopment. We are working to continue to advocate that Ontario consult with Six Nations.
Both bills sit at second reading within the Legislative Assembly of Ontario, with Bill 2 being referred to the Standing Committee on Finance and Economic Affairs, and Bill 5 still being debated. Chief Sherry Lynn Hill says Six Nations elected council will continue to communicate with the province on its duty to consult with First Nations on legislation that is believed to negatively impact the rights of Indigenous peoples in Canada. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.